Life definitely has its fair share of ups and downs. We deal with the death of loved ones, different illnesses, mental health challenges, and every other struggle in between. But sometimes it's hard to be real and actually talk about this stuff. My name is Alexis Bean, but you can call me Lex. And this is Big Girl Panties Podcast. Here, I chat with both professional experts and other women like me who have their own story about living through grief, trauma, and other tough times, and how they have found a way to put on their big girl panties and thrive. Hey everyone, welcome back to Big Girl Panties Podcast. It's been a little over a month since our last episode, and I can't wait to share today's episode with you. I have my first dual interview of the year. Is that a term that people say? Dual interview? Or did I make that up? Anyway, I have my first episode of 2022 where I have two guests on the podcast. So it's double the insight and double the inspiration. I really wanted to say double the fun, but that just sounds stupid, right? Anyway, I have the pleasure of interviewing Katrina Darrell and Jamaica Swan, co-owners of Tremique Sports Fitness Apparel. I was so excited to chat with these ladies today, you guys, because they are young, successful, and driven Black female entrepreneurs who are passionate about their brand in the wellness space. I knew I just had to find out more about them. And when you hear them today, how they started their business, what life events they've had to juggle and endure while running a business, I have no doubt that you'll be encouraged by this episode and inspired by these ladies. Also, this is episode 25, so congratulations to us for making it this far. Listen out for a special note that I'll be sharing about halfway into today's episode about the next BGP event that we have in the works. I'm really excited to share it with you guys. Okay, let's get right into today's episode with Katrina Darrell and Jamaica Swan of Tremique Sports. Katrina, Jamaica, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having us. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited to talk to you guys and really dive into your business and just everything that encompasses that. But before we dive into that, how are you guys? How's life? How are your families? How's things?
Everything's great. We just celebrated 3 years of business. So that was a huge accomplishment for a small business like us.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah,
thank you. Family
support. So, yeah.
Yeah, I've just been extra busy lately with moving, being a mother, my 9 to 5, Tremique. The event has been crazy. A crazy week, last 2 weeks.
Goodness, I couldn't imagine. Like all the things all at once.
Yeah, all at once.
So we are just going to dive right in because we are here to talk to you guys about Tremique Sports and how you guys started your business, how the business is today and what it's like for two Bermudian entrepreneurs, female entrepreneurs, to create something from nothing to this like amazing line that you guys have and everything that's completely involved in it. So I really want to dive into everything. So the first question that I have for you is, how did you decide that you want to get into this industry? What made you want to go into the fashion industry, sports apparel, like wellness space, like what made you get started?
Honestly, I had been thinking about it myself for a while, and I was working out the time with our trainer, Danae, who's also one of our brand ambassadors, and her and I were actually discussing it first.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just saying how I just bought a bra for $38, and I'm just like, it's crazy. The prices are crazy, but I get it now. In hindsight, why prices rise and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And it was more so of, I hadn't seen any real cute, fashionable sets at that time.
Yeah.
But I went back and forth for a while about it. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to do it. And I did have the discussion with her first, but she was working on some other ventures as well. And at the time, me and Mika was working out together. So I said, let me just run it by her.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she wanted to come on as a partner. And we discuss some minor details at that time because we didn't know what really was going to take to do this.
Yeah.
And then it started like that. Conversations, looking up manufacturers, logos.
Figuring out a name.
Name.
Yeah.
Social media, all of that. And then it came to life. Do you have anything to add?
Pretty much took the words out of my mouth. But yeah, it didn't happen overnight, definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely a lot of planning and just making sure, you know, every business is a risk. So we had to understand that and how big of a risk and pros, cons, and all of that. But once we narrowed it down and really looked in the mirror, like, can we do this? At the time, we obviously didn't have a lot going on other than our primary jobs. We didn't have, you know, motherhood or moving or anything like that. So we did have the time. So we said, you know what, let's just take a swing at it. And we hit it out the park, obviously.
Wow.
3 years in.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I was going to say, well, first, the comment that I want to say is like the what you're describing from when you thought of the idea to where it is now, what you've done, like that's no small feat, because it sounds like, oh, we just came up with this idea one day and then we started to put the plan in motion. That's huge. Like not many people can come up, because people come up with ideas all the time, right? Like not many people can come up with an idea and fully successfully say like, let's put the plan in motion and let's actually execute. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's a massive thing. So congratulations to you guys for even having the idea, you know, reaching out to the right people, say like, hey, let's really do this and actually start that journey. So that's awesome. And so you said 3 years, Amika. So what year did you guys found the business or start the business?
March 25th.
Yeah.
2019.
19. That's a sweet spot. So, because I think about it, like you started it then, and like if you had started it a year later, imagine like, you know, how that would have ran. So, and I'm sure that has its own story about what that after that first year, what that was like, but I won't jump too far ahead. But the other question, I guess, I was going to ask about the inspiration of your line. Did either of you have any, I guess, personal connection to fitness apparel or fitness or anything where you felt like, you know what, this is where I'm supposed to be. I've always thought about doing something like this.
Not really.
Yeah.
I mean, we both love fashion, I guess.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean.
I think I just felt like nobody was really doing it at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Just to take it back further, my friend Jamie Madison, friend Abram, he had been telling me for years, just do something. You know, you got a big following. Just put your mind to something. But back then, my mind wasn't there yet. Mm-hmm. I wasn't ready. And I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
It just came out the blue. More and more as we started to work out and then seeing everybody coming to the gym and what they had on and all of that. So, and then it just was bing.
Yeah. Let's do it. Yeah. That's bold. So that's big for people to really understand that. Like we had an idea. It's not like we had like this previous, like strong connection to like all this extra money or this extra like idea or this inspiration. Like it's literally you guys, you came up with this and this idea and said like, hey, we want to do this. Let's do it. Let's just go for it. So I love the start of that story. That's awesome.
I just want to add that also when we went into this, we also, Trina said, a bra was like say $30, $40. That was unreasonable. So we also wanted to pride ourselves in bringing affordable, not just fashionable, but also affordable. So that was another major reason why we wanted to go for it, because ourselves, we needed to. We were working out maybe 3 times a week.
Yeah.
So running out of workout clothes for a week. So we're like, okay, we got a good time and buy something that's outrageous, or we have to order something and then have to wait till it gets there. And sometimes it's the same price if we would have just went town and bought it anyway. So that was definitely another major factor as to why we did this route and going into our own business and bringing affordable, fashionable wear.
Awesome. So that in that regard, you've been able to, you know, just help positively impact other women who work out economically and, you know, in other ways too, which I'll ask you about in a bit. So that's awesome that you guys have been able to achieve that and help Bermudians and people who love fitness and who wear your line in that regard. So this is a huge question and we could be here all day, I'm sure, for this next one. But what have you learned since you started Tremique Sports?
So what I've learned, you know, I've had my own business before Tremique, just myself. So I knew about running a small business. But I would say what I've learned from Meek Sports is a lot about myself, and that when you decide to go into business and decide to go with someone else into business, the main factor is having the right person, the right partner to go in business with. And in working with Patrina, it's taught me a lot myself in regards to my strengths and weaknesses, where I'm good at certain areas, she may not be, or vice versa.
Yeah.
And that's, we are a perfect fit.
Yeah, we play off each other well.
We play off each other well. She's cool with managing the manufacturers and discuss prices and styles and all of that. And I'm more on the creative side with the social media, website, online and all of that. So that would probably be the biggest thing with starting a business, especially when starting a business with someone else. And I believe we're a good match, and that's why we are successful.
That's awesome. And that's a blessing to know that, or to have found each other, I guess, like as business partners, because like friendship is one thing, right? But when you're able to find somebody who you're a good match with on a business front, like that doesn't happen all the time. So that's awesome that you guys have been able to find that rhythm. And as you said, Damika, like realize your own strengths and then say, hey, she is actually better at XYZ. And I'm better at X, Y, you know, at ABC. So let's build on that and understand, like, it's okay that my strength isn't the numbers or my strength isn't this. Yes, you can learn, but you can learn from each other on that and build your own skills for each thing. So that's awesome that you've learned that about yourselves.
Just in addition, I would agree with her for the partnership. It definitely is. Well, I'm thankful that we found each other. I mean, work so well together and play off each other's strengths and weaknesses. Mm-hmm. So I'm definitely not a social person. But honestly, even with, she's so creative and she did our website, our Instagram, any flyers that go out to her, I might have had to pay for all of this. Mm-hmm. And it would have been more money coming out of my pocket or if the other person, you know what I mean? So it's a really good fit.
Yeah.
Also for me personally, it's been, for both of us actually, valuable money lessons because we have taken some L's.
Mm-hmm.
It's taught us both a lot of aspects about business that we didn't know before and about adaption and creativity and I think just overall growth.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's been a lot of lessons.
For sure. That I learned from doing BGP and like creating the podcast and everything else. It's like you have to humble yourself to know that you are going to mess up sometimes, or you may do something where you think that it might be a good idea at one point, and then you look back and you're like, oh, that probably wasn't the best thing. But you don't realize that until you go through it. So you have to be humble and brave enough to just do it anyway. Yep. And I think that where you guys are now in business and where you'll be is proof that you guys are brave enough and strong enough to do what you're doing because you're excelling. How has your life changed since you started Tremique, both, I guess, on a personal level and on a professional level? And I say professional meaning with the business itself. And then if you have a full-time profession or, you know, a day job, what does that look like for you now after starting Tremique?
For me, life has gotten so much busier.
Yeah.
Having my son.
Mm-hmm.
And he takes up every bit of my life.
I could imagine. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. My 9-to-5, I have to stay on top of everything I have to do with that. Tremique. And just right now I'm moving, but I'm not moving with time. But it has been progress, growth. Like I said, adapting. The journey's been crazy, I would say that, everything, and actually getting pregnant and still trying to do everything that I was doing before, and then Mika having to sort of take over when the son came, and then me getting back into the swing of things, and then even me getting back into working out and everything, that's been a lot for me.
Yeah.
Trying to embrace my mom bod, but also get back to where I feel more comfortable and confident.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been a lot, but a journey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damika, what about you?
I would say in the beginning, it wasn't too much, I think. And I'm not going to say it's more now because we're not liking it or nothing like that. It's just, we like it. So it doesn't seem like a sacrifice. But I do notice at times, like, okay, before, but my job was different. My career was different. So I just started a new job 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to compare 3 years ago to right now. It's a big difference because I went from a job that was more flexible.
Mm-hmm.
I did a lot of the deliveries from like Somerset to Warwick, and then pickups was specifically in Warwick. So I did all pickups. So weekends, I'll be literally sitting in my car waiting for 20 people to come, maybe one after another for hours.
Yeah.
So now that I am a 9-to-5 and in the accounting world, it's not very, it's very stressful.
Flexible.
It's not very flexible. So definitely I came and I'm like, really? I have to do this now?
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's definitely been an adjustment the last two months more than anything. But again, I do like it. So, you know, just roll the punches.
Yeah.
One day at a time, and you know, we're still here.
Yeah,
so, doing something right.
Yeah, you're doing it. You're doing something right. I think I asked that question initially because I find maybe it's personal just for myself, but I'm just wondering if you guys feel it at all too. When you go and you create something and you take it seriously and you believe in it, and you guys have done just that and have taken it to new heights, like you've created this successful brand, this successful business. Did you ever struggle at all to, I guess, confidently say, like, I am a career woman in more than one capacity, meaning like not treating this as like, this is just a little something that I do on the side. Like this, you are a businesswoman, but you're also someone with a career in whatever job that you're doing. Like you're multifaceted, you know what I mean? So I just wonder if at any point, if you kind of struggled at the beginning to like, believe that, I guess, or believe that fully. Believe in yourself and what you were creating.
Yeah, when it definitely got tough a few times, we're like, are we going to keep going? Can we handle this?
Financially as well.
Because when we first started, we would sell out in a matter of a day.
Wow, yeah.
So that meant, no, that's the easy part, so I don't know. It's the delivery and pickup, packaging everything. That is the most consuming part of the whole business.
Yeah.
Making sure everyone's happy, get it to the person in the right amount of time. When you still have personal issues going on in your life or your other job, which you're, you know, you have 9-to-5, whatever that may be. So it definitely has been a few times where we look at each other like, are we going to make it to the next year or the next day? Or, again, like you said, we took it serious and it is like our baby. So we didn't want to give up on it. And we just kept pushing and kept pushing.
Yeah.
And for me, to be honest, in the beginning, even though everybody thinks I'm this social butterfly, I'm very shy. It actually gave me a bit of anxiety because actually putting my face out there.
Yeah.
And saying that this is ours and our names and everything out there, especially with sort of the Bermudian mindset and society sometimes. That played a lot on me. And I did somewhat think of it, oh yeah, this is just my little side hustle at first before I actually knew what it could be.
Yeah, yeah.
But now, like you said, I do see us as businesswomen and multifaceted.
Yeah.
Everything that comes with. And I actually see the growth in the brand. And it's not just we're selling affordable, fashionable fitness apparel. It's more than that far.
Yeah, it is more than that. Yeah. When I wanted to reach out to you guys and interview you guys, but I think that's where my mind goes anyway. It's like, I don't see you guys as like, oh, I want them to come and tell me about their business. No, I want to come and have you guys talk to me about yourselves and your journey, you know, in this, because this is not like they just sell cute clothes. Like that's not what this conversation is about. Yes, you sell very cute clothes, but that's not what this conversation is about. It's about you and your journey and how you guys manage to navigate this journey, because this is a part of a wellness journey. This is a wellness journey conversation. So thank you for sharing part of your journey with me. So during the creation of Tremique, you know, your highs and lows over the last 3 years, when you started, what was your support system like? Did you have a support system outside of just, you know, you guys, Denae, your other like founding partner, or any was there anyone else involved, or did you have people in your corner? And like, what did that look like when you started?
I mean, from when we started till today, we have the most amazing support system. Me personally, my father has been the backbone. I should say, when we first started, he was able to give me a loan to put my half in. So he's been the fact of me even being a part of this brand.
Yeah.
But since then, once we got started, like I said, from our parents to our boyfriends to numerous friends.
Yeah.
They're so supportive, so helpful. Even if it's just promoting a flyer for us, they help us set up at different events. Mm-hmm. Especially when we did our grand opening at the Rubber Tree, we had our friends behind the table selling our stuff for us.
Awesome.
So, like I said, we couldn't ask for a better support system. And I think that is very key in any business, in wanting to help each other succeed. I mean, if we win, everyone wins, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, they've been the best.
Yeah. That's awesome.
They show up for us. They really show up for us, our family, our significant others, our friends. But now I feel like 3 years later, we have to include the customers. Where would we be without them?
Absolutely.
As well, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
That support has been amazing. Mm-hmm. That feeling has been amazing. And we're thankful and appreciative for people returning and new customers.
Yeah. Awesome. I love it. Yeah. Because it's like you guys have created, yes, customers, repeat customers, but that's a community of sorts too, right? Because like these people, they believe in your brand, they believe in your product. And those are the people who keep this thing growing, you know? So they're definitely a part of it. What advice would you give to any other entrepreneurs out there, or even people are listening to our episode and they say like, oh, I think of their friend or their family member who has a small business or who has an idea that they want to start a business. How do you think that others listening can support their family in their business, in their ideas? Just a broad question.
Promoting, giving suggestions, even just being a listener for when they're giving their ideas of how they want things to go and what they want to do, feedback, like I said. Just showing up.
Yeah, I would say the exact same. And also, like you said, be a listening ear, because, you know, no idea is stupid. It depends how you go about that idea, how you execute that idea. So if you have an idea and you want to talk to a support person, a family member, significant other, whoever, just be, you know, open-minded when that person is telling you their ideas, and just help in any way, shape or form.
Yeah.
If you have a family member that's already started a business, just call them up, say, hey, do you need help doing this or that? You know, offer your services or your support. It's very much appreciated.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, that's huge. I'm always like so appreciative of people who, in like little things, like on Instagram and stuff, if someone will like repost my, like something that I put up, or like share an event or something like that, share my book club that I'm having, like anything. I'm just like, oh, thank you. Or like, listen, if you listen to an episode, anything, just so appreciative. So like you're saying, like people to just being there for you, being a listening ear for you, like it all makes a difference. We know the phrase, you look good, you feel good. Right. Mm-hmm. Have there been many women who have come to you to share like how wearing Tramique Sports apparel makes them feel?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. There have been so many people reaching out to us to share how they actually feel, how they love these sets, you know, how comfy, stretchy, all of the above about it.
Yeah.
I think our most memorable incident when we had a blowout sale in the Washington Mall, and a bus lady came in, and I think she felt a little at first discouraged, not knowing if she's going to find anything in her size or just anything, period. But she came in anyway, and she had a look, and one of our brand ambassadors, J3, took her back and, you know, showed her a few options. She went back and tried one, and all we heard was, I mean, it's a little bit profanity, but she was so excited that she found something that not only fit her, but felt good. She felt sexy. She was like, oh yeah, this is it. Yeah. I'm going to slay this. Like, and I feel like that's the most memorable moment that I've ever had with doing Tramique, because we did something for someone that we didn't think was going to happen that day.
Yeah.
But, we actually saw it in our eyes. You know, we get DMs a few times saying, you know, I love your stuff. I couldn't find this anywhere else. Now I can finally wear something that shows this curve, or, you know, a lot of feedback and good feedback that we feel that we're actually making a difference in people and how they look at themselves and feel about themselves. We always say, if you look good when you're working out, you're going to feel good.
Yeah.
Motivation wants you to work out if you look good and what you're wearing.
Awesome. Did you guys expect that? when you were designing or when you were trying to choose like what was going to be in your line, did you have that in mind? Like that you were going to, or that you were looking for this kind of feedback?
I would hope that we was going to get that feedback. I mean, when I look at options for us, I look at stuff that I think that I would want to wear.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's fire, or that so people will like this.
Yeah.
Again, because you know how Bermudians are and everything, but I sort of can relate. So I know what they might be looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So that helps me when I go to purchase things as well. But definitely we was looking for this type of feedback.
Yeah.
And also not negative feedback, but all feedback is good feedback, whether it's great or a not so great response, because that helps us same time as well to say, okay, maybe I shouldn't bring in that, mm-hmm. that material wasn't for it. We do need more plus size or separate or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's all helpful in the end.
That's great. Yeah. Hey friends, in just a few short weeks, May 4th will be the 13th anniversary of my mom's passing and what my sister and I, family and close friends, like to call TAM Day. A day where amongst any tears, sadness, or other feelings of grief, we try to honor and remember my mom and celebrate the life that she lived here on earth and what she meant to us. I love to share memories with loved ones and hear stories from different people from her life. This year on TAM Day, I want to do something a little different and invite you to share your memories. Not necessarily memories of my mom, because although it seemed like she knew literally everyone, I know that she didn't. But I invite you to come and share memories about your loved one who has died. This may be tough and this may be a long shot, but I know that I can't be the only person who finds comfort and even joy when sharing stories about their loved ones who have passed. Their lives were just too rich and their lives were too important. So I would love to celebrate their lives with you on May 4th, 2022 at 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, that's Bermuda time, or 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time if you're in the United States. If you are interested, please RSVP at bgplife.com and Zoom details will be shared with you. Please invite your loved ones who may also be interested to come along. This is simply an opportunity for us to celebrate their love. There will also be information available for those who may be curious about mental health resources, so we'll be sure to pass that along and help in that way. A reminder, I am not a licensed mental health professional, but rather a wellness and mental health advocate and a fellow griever. And for those reasons, I would love to see you on May 4th. So whether you've experienced the loss of a friend, romantic partner, child, parent, or grandparent, please join me on Wednesday, May 4th to celebrate their lives with your memories and stories about them. Their love is alive through us. Also, I will be sharing a pretty big announcement on TAM Day with everyone that is in attendance of the online event. So again, I hope to see you there on Wednesday, May 4th at 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time or 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay, thank you everyone. Now let's get back to our episode. So we're talking about the apparel and everything and how people love it, how it makes people feel. Where can people purchase to make sports apparel?
We have a website, mm-hmm. www.sports.com. At the moment, it is under construction.
Okay.
We are going through a rebranding, new website and inventory, hoping to bring out our summer line later in the next few months.
Okay.
So once that, and we will have a brand new website, and we, of course, will let our followers know when we are back online. But yeah, if you need something right away, you can DM us on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
and we'll do our best to try to convey to you what's available in your size or color, style that you may be looking for. But yeah, so it's TRIMIKSPORTS.
Okay, awesome. Thanks. So yeah, so I will leave a link to Tramiek Sports Instagram account. We will look forward to the relaunch of your website where people can get all their apparel there. But in the meantime, we will make sure we follow you on Instagram and look for new updates when the new line will be ready. So we'll definitely link that for people to follow you guys there and be a part of your journey.
Thank you. Can I just add something?
Sure.
I just wanted to add, because as you said, we're touching on the whole wellness aspect of everything, but in our journey. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to say, also just use our platform, which is, that's why I say it's just bigger than just bringing in fashionable apparel.
Mm-hmm.
It's more so what we use our platform for. So the collaborations that were done, even just the vendors market that we did, it was bigger than, like I said, just selling sets.
Yeah.
We want to promote other entrepreneurs. We want to promote women empowerment.
Yeah.
And this health and wellness event, which was successful.
Yeah.
But our ultimate goal, yes, sell sets, but it was more so to get people out there to see the resources available for any type of health and wellness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was really the big part of it for us.
That's awesome. Like, yeah. So speaking of your health and wellness event, so you guys just had your event this past weekend. This is the first event that you guys have put on of that nature, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how was it in general? You just shared a little bit about the intent behind it or what you wanted to do, but how was the event?
It was a successful event.
Awesome.
I think with everything going on that day, because it was other events going on mm-hmm. that day, that we had a bigger turnout, but we're grateful and appreciative for everybody who came out. It still was a very successful event.
Yeah.
Some of the vendors that were there, just to name a few, we had some MWI representatives to talk about mental health. And for me, that was like one of the biggest things, because they had some really good activities
mm-hmm.
and just there for you to talk to them and get some information.
Yeah.
We had Luca Roots for maternal health. We had Dr. Jana Utterbridge for Mayvera Wellness, mm-hmm. Women Empowerment and Therapy Services as well. Keisha Allen Smith with her spiritual empowerment as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had Idol for the wellness drinks.
Yeah.
Nature's Gift
mm-hmm.
with the topical solutions, you know, lotions, bodies, black soap. He bought it all.
Yeah.
Continue with her manifestation services mm-hmm. and Met Pilates with the services that she provides as well.
Awesome.
And also brand ambassador Danae had her items there as well for sale.
Awesome. That sounds like a really full event. Like, will it be the first of many?
I don't know. I think it's something that we will have to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe once a year.
Yeah.
But that's, we talked about it since.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still trying to come off from the high of the event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look, too soon to ask about the next one. We're still.
That's
fair. Really
post-meeting
about
it. Yeah, we discussed it, to be honest.
Yeah. So everyone listening, I'm speaking to these guys fresh after they've just finished having a successful event. So we'll sit tight on asking about the next one, but it sounds like a great initiative. Yeah, it sounds like a great, I guess, collaboration between multiple different wellness entrepreneurs and vendors. So that sounds like a really successful event. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Speaking of wellness, what does wellness look like today, present day? What does wellness look like for each of you?
For me, I would say I just started back in the gym. I've been out for probably about a year. Mm-hmm. So I just started back maybe 3 months now. So to me, wellness means get back into the gym.
Yeah.
And eat right. Starting to cut back on a lot of for the month of April, I'm going to knock out alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And just eating right. You know, three meals a day, but eating the right type of stuff. I cut out carbs for this month
mm-hmm.
so far. Doing pretty good.
Nice.
But just exercising. And when it comes to mental health, I would say reading, just being self-aware of what you're feeling and allowing yourself to feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone through something traumatic in the last year and a half. So my mental health is very important to date. So mm-hmm. yeah, just all around when I went to my vendor's market. So when I went by the MWI representative,
mm-hmm.
they definitely did this activity where they wanted us to draw pretty much like what you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a shape, a picture, anything.
Yeah.
So I drew a squiggly line.
Mm-hmm.
And so she posted up drawings up, and basically it was a activity for us to see what we drew and to be self-aware of what we're feeling in that moment. Mm-hmm. So that swiggly line for me was a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Because I'm feeling this way, man, I'm not feeling that way. So to see it, I can be like, okay, now I can see why I'm feeling that way. And now I can acknowledge that I'm feeling that way.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what wellness means to me.
Awesome.
To this day.
Awesome. And it's a mix of both for you. It's making sure that, you know, you're eating right, you're taking care of your physical fitness and getting in back in the gym and taking care of yourself on that front, but also being aware and being mindful of your mental health. So that's a great definition of sorts, or a way that you take care of yourself. Not that any of this is like meant to be judged or anything like that, but I think that's awesome that you take care of yourself that way. Trina?
For me, it's enjoying every minute of this motherhood journey. Mm-hmm. It's new, crazy, and amazing all at the same time. Sometimes I want to cry, but I'm hurt.
Yeah.
But like I say, for me, trying to embrace my new mom bod, but also getting back into the thing of working out, which I also just started as well. Just getting back to a place for me feeling confident and comfortable. And I actually haven't been to the gym. I've been sort of working out with Vanessa just one-on-one because I don't feel comfortable going in the gym. So that's why I haven't been training with Mika lately.
Yeah. Who are you working with?
V-Shape Fitness, Vanessa.
Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome.
She's a personal trainer. Got me on my toes. Also, I am trying to make better choices, eating habits.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I probably do need to find more time, downtime for myself and self-care.
Yeah.
But I'm still working out that balance.
Yeah. The important thing is, I think, with what you both shared is that it is a journey. There is no one concrete way to take care of yourself on a wellness front. There is no one a concrete definition of what that means for anyone. Mm-hmm. So I love how each of you shared. The way that you described it is right now I'm taking care of this, or right now I'm doing this for myself, because it means that in tomorrow, it could be something different. Next month, it could be something completely different. We're always at different stages. So I love that you both share where you guys are authentically. And it's important for people, for all of us to remember that it is a journey and it looks different for each of us. And it's always an ongoing journey that we're on. So thank you for sharing. This interview that we're having is the next one, I guess, of the interviews that I've been having as of late on ongoing discussions about like timing, purpose, and, you know, being present, like where we are in our lives. So how our present moment is always like, I guess, where we're meant to be, if you believe in that, where we're supposed to be at a particular moment, and how that is setting us up for where we're supposed to be next, what's going to come next. So in continuing that conversation, what would you say is next for each of you? What would you want to be next? What would you say is next?
Next for me, this year is a bit more about personal growth.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do some more additional education
to
further my career a bit more.
Yeah.
And maybe another business plan, but out there, but you have to wait.
We'll wait on that.
but also being present for myself.
Because
I find that I do so much and for everybody else, and I need to be present for myself.
Yeah.
Present for myself, but future girls too. And yes, like I say, for my motherhood journey, just taking it one day at a time and figuring out as I go.
Yeah, of course. Demiko?
What's next for me? Well, like I said, I just started a new job. So that's my thing. Because I literally went from photography and customer service and being very creative to a cubicle and looking at numbers all day.
Yeah.
So I was definitely thrown into the lion's den.
Yeah.
2 months in is not easy, but it's definitely a learning curve and just learning a whole new industry.
Yeah.
So what I'm focusing right now on, trying to better myself in another industry, grow get back with my health, like I say, with the working out again, my mental health, everything that I've been struggling with for the last year and a half.
Yeah.
Because I actually lost a baby. So I'm the opposite of what Trina's going through.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to get back to my happy place.
Yeah.
And like, my mental health is very important for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have a new job. So I feel like things may be starting to align with what I needed or what's supposed to be for me.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
being present again is important. And what's next is yet to be seen.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's going to be great.
Yeah. Well, thank you both for sharing that. And I wish you all the best in your personal journeys with where you are. And I pray for the both of you that I just pray peace for the both of you and that you courageously and confidently navigate through this journey and that positivity and great things meet you at every stage in your journey and where you're going to go. So on a professional standpoint, what would you say is next for Tramique Sports?
Funny enough, we had a meeting of things you want to do this year, but we also had a meeting about how this is a make or break year for us.
Okay.
Especially with everything that we do have going on and what we want to do personally.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to have that real serious conversation about, is this something that we can continue?
Yeah.
Is it feasible? Not so much financially, but is it feasible for us with everything we're doing for our lives pretty much? Do we still have a drive? And maybe about, like how she said, we're going to be rebranding to how can we make it better for us and for the customers?
Yeah.
We're hoping it's a make year, but yeah. Even if we do have a break, we know that we're going to come back stronger.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I doubt we would ever just 100% hang up the Tramique wear.
Mm-hmm.
Take a break at some point.
Yeah.
To see maybe what happens. You know, they say if you love something, you let it go. If it comes back, it's meant to be time for
me. Yeah, yeah.
And it's time to talk about a relationship. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it is
a relationship, you
know?
Yeah.
We have it with each other. We have a relationship with our customers. Yeah, like Trina said, we did have a meeting about if it's going to be make it or break it year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very happy that we made it to 3 years. It's a little bit like a bittersweet because we just don't know how long we're going to go for.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't think we will ever just 100% say no more Tramique Sports.
Mm-hmm.
We just take a little hiatus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Regroup.
Yep.
And come back.
Focus.
And be better than ever. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Also, sorry, for this year, we do have a good bit of collaborations on the forefront. We will probably be at some vendors markets.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure of any other events that we'll be putting on, but definitely some collaborations and obviously look out for the new drops.
Yeah.
And the rebranding.
Yeah.
Rebranding and social media is probably what we're definitely going to work on, our creativity right there.
Okay. Yeah.
In this time. Yeah.
Okay. And so before I have final comments on what you shared about your business professionally, your collaborations that you've done with other women in the health and wellness space. And you said that you also worked with Denae with Fitness Dynamics. And you said, who else have you worked with? Or do you have a collaboration with? Have you done collaborations with?
Well, we have 3 brand ambassadors,
mm-hmm.
about 4 brand ambassadors. Our first one is Jaylian, also known as J3.
Mm-hmm.
He came to us, I don't even think he was a year yet.
Mm-hmm.
And she approached us in wanting to be our brand ambassador.
Yeah.
She is a Bermudian artist, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And she liked her stuff. And she set up a meeting with us. And she's been with us. She's a ride or die for real.
Awesome.
She's there whenever we need her.
Yeah.
Promote her music. She literally wears Tramique every single day. And she's just the best.
Yeah.
She also edits our videos that we've done before, our interviews that we've done
mm-hmm.
personally. Yeah, so she's just been the best. And then we have our 2 athletic brand ambassadors, which is Denae,
mm-hmm.
which is Fitness Dynamics, and Shade, which is Day by Day.
Okay.
We brought on those 2 because we felt like they are 2 phenomenal women entrepreneurs in their own brands
mm-hmm.
and amazing trainers. And so we've done workout classes with them. Mm-hmm. We've done videos promoting their brands and ours, vice versa. And then our fourth brand ambassador, social brand ambassador that we just bought one, is Latani Smith, also known as Thundi. Mm-hmm. And she's just amazing in everything that she does in terms of just sharing her life with the world.
Yeah.
Creativity. And she just recently became a mom. Mm-hmm. So she's also going to be sharing her journey from her body before motherhood to her mom bod and giving back. So yeah, so we have a good team on a whole.
Yeah.
But other collabs that we've been doing,
We focused on women entrepreneurs, personal trainers, nutritionists, and we took a group of them, gave them sets to wear, brief bios on them, who they are.
Basically, shone a light on them.
Yeah, we shone a light on them, what services they provide and everything.
Yeah.
We did that. We also had a collaboration with Bermuda Cancer and Health for Relay for Life. Mm-hmm. We put in a team this year. We did have some sets that had the cancer ribbon on it.
Awesome.
We tried to match some of the colors of the various cancers as best as we could.
Yeah.
And pop seeds went to them along with whatever else we donated. Mm-hmm. We have supported Fight Night, one of the fights that Nikki was fighting in. Also, another Bermudian artist, Black. Mm-hmm. We provided some sets for his shoot as well.
Yaya Apparel. He did like a shirt with all sorts of Bermudian entrepreneurs, their logos on a shirt.
Mm-hmm. And, really and cool. the brands,
The brands to bring everybody together. That was really good.
I love it, yeah.
But we try to support as much as possible.
Yeah.
Or donate, if, you know, people hit us up and whatnot.
Wow.
And like we said, we still have a few collaborations in the making that hopefully come
to light soon, or fruition soon.
Awesome, So we'll be ready to check out those collabs when you guys release them, when they come up. Just the names that you were sharing, but because this is a show highlighting women, the female entrepreneurs and women that you've collaborated with, like all those women are powerhouses. So in your own right, like you guys just all coming together, just to work together. That's a force. That's a force in the moment that you guys did that. And I was just going to share, like, if you guys take a pause in one area of Tremeek Sports, like it's just a pause really. Right. And then if you pivot to doing something else for the moment, then it's just a pivot. It's just meant to go in a particular direction. But what you guys have created, whether you take a pause, whether you do a pivot or what you guys have created, it doesn't just go away. It already exists. It already exists out there in the world. So congratulations again, because in the 3 years that you guys have been in business, like you guys have created something really powerful, and it's recognized and it's evident in the relationships that you've, you know, been able to cultivate, and the customers that you've been able to get, the support that you've been able to garner. Like, so well done. Congratulations. Like this is no small thing. Tremeek Sports is like here to stay. Whether you take a moment to stop, like it is a thing. So I think congratulations again. And it exists, like you guys are here. So all the best in whatever happens next. What will be, but you guys have created something awesome.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you both for joining me for this conversation. I can't believe how long it's been. Like, hasn't it been easy? Right? No, yes. I think it's been a fairly easy.
What to talk about.
Right? It's flowed. It's really flowed. But before I let you go, I just have one final question for you. Can each of you please tell me, what does putting on your big girl panties mean to you? What does that look like in your life?
I would say in my life, putting on your big girl panties would mean no matter what's going on, you have to just keep it moving. From my experience and feeling like the day is not going to end, or it can't end fast enough, or it feels like you're going through like slow motion, you know, you just have to put one foot in front of the other and keep it moving as best you can. Thankfully, I have a good support system. So I was able to come out of what I was going through, and, you know, I'm still here today. Mm-hmm. And I process easier, not 100%, but it does get easier.
Yeah.
And so I would say that would, to me, that phrase means me getting out of bed, doing what I have to do, because that's who I am. I'm not someone that I'm just going to just give up.
Yeah.
I'm going to take my punches and keep it rolling as best I could. I might get up a little slower, but I'm going to get back up.
Thank you for sharing that one. I love that. Trina?
Putting on my big girl panties for me means juggling being a mom, my 9-to-5, Tramik, being present, and being awesome at it. Juggling all these things, being awesome at it.
Yeah.
No matter a bad day, a good day, I'm struggling, but I'm going to still be awesome at it. And going through the process, you go through, what's he saying? You grow through what you go through.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. That.
Yeah.
And just my journey from not even just starting Tramik, but my personal journey from back then to now and seeing my own growth. It's been amazing. I'm still a work in progress. I will be in prison as well.
Yeah. Thank you both so much. This conversation has been awesome. There are so many nuggets I think that people can take from this, whether it's advice about entrepreneurship, wellness, just being there for yourself, you know, keeping it real. There's so many things. So just thank you so much. This conversation has been so full, and I'm thankful that you guys have joined me. Thank you again, Trina Damika from Tramik Sports. This has been amazing. Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.